Hey gang, welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. It's the easy listening elevator of free speech, because you might hear some easy listening music in the background. I can't help that. I'm in a hotel lobby recording this at an hour so that I won't be disturbing other people. And anyway, we'll just see what happens. So go to republicbroadcasting.org because it's the easy listening elevator of free speech. Did I mention that? And go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on the donate button, send the fundage. You can mail your check or money order from Piggly Wiggly into 2251 Double Creek Drive, Round Rock, Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664, or phone it in to 1-800-724-2719 extension 3. All right, you can do that. This is Monday, and we started recording with Mark Collett, but my connection out here in the middle of Wonderland is Wonderland or Oz or wherever the hell I am is a little bit lacking. We're going to try again to check in with Mark tomorrow. We recorded about the first 15 minutes of a show on Haiti, where there is happening. And we will, if you want to know all about Haiti and why and what it might mean, what we can learn from it, tune in tomorrow. But, you know, one of the things was that whatever we found out about Haiti, we weren't finding out from the mainstream media. What we were learning was from Kenyan newspapers and the United Nations website and things like that, but the mainstream media was simply not reporting on it. And it got me thinking, we really do live in a environment where different people are exposed to very, very different information, okay? And, you know, somebody once said, you're entitled to your own opinions, but not your own facts. Well, there's two things here. One is the, if you're reporting on different information, on different topics, completely different topics, you're going to get different information. To the extent there's reporting on the same topics, you may not be, what is being reported as facts may not match up from site to site. And, because there's a lot of complete lying going on. And I'm going to see, just as a bit of an experiment at the top of this hour, I'm just going to go through some stuff. And I'm going to start off with what used to be known as the most trusted name in news, which was CNN. That was their whole thing. I don't know when they were using that. It was the 80s or the aughts, or if they're still using it, but CNN, the most trusted name in news. It would be the Darth Vader black guy, whatever his name is, I can't remember. I think he had a junior or a senior or something at the end of his name, but he was Darth Vader. He was at least the voice of Darth Vader. And anyway, so what does CNN, the U.S., its U.S. category, what does CNN think is important? Okay, so the top story, former Minnesota police officer Kim Potter released from prison after serving time for deadly shooting of Duante Wright. Duante, I know he was one of the good boys, and she is a white lady, and honestly, I think she shot this guy. I don't know what he was up to, but she thought she was shooting him with a taser, but she was shooting him with a gun, and she killed him. That was a while back. He was an unarmed black man at a traffic stop in 2021. What does that even mean anymore? I don't know. All right, next story. Five things to know for April 24th. Biden, abortion, Sudan, NBC Universal CEO and Ukraine. Okay, so this is what you need to know. Now, there's nothing about Haiti in there. I don't know if Haiti is important or not, but you're not going to hear about it. So what do we need to know? Let's just see. This is CNN. These are the most important things for today that you need to know. Biden is preparing to formally announce his bid for a second term this week. Oh, my gosh, I can hardly wait. But it says an NBC poll released Sunday found just 26 of Americans think Biden, at 80, should run for a second term as president, while 70% say he should not. And so here's the thing. Those who think that there is the plan, a singular plan, and that everybody is just controlled, they're controlled through bribery, they're controlled through blackmail, and you got these, you know, you got some sort of central, some sort of conspiracy central in underneath Lake Geneva, and they're sending out ninjas, secret ninja monkeys that will assassinate people or threaten their children or whatever. Okay, Biden. So it doesn't mean there's no conspiracies, but what I rail at is the singular conspiracy, that there is a singular conspiracy that controls all this stuff, as opposed to or a singular plan, the plan. What's the plan? Well, there's a bunch of plans. There's a bunch of people have plans. And the Biden, yeah, it's clear that at some point in March of 2020, the very crowded Democratic field, this is just as the primaries were starting, Iowa, where Biden came in, I think, fourth place. Iowa was in February, right? And then New Hampshire was next. In New Hampshire, he came in fifth place, I think. And then I think what was next after that might have been Nevada, and Bernie Sanders won that, and Biden was, again, like in fourth or fifth place. And then they had South Carolina, where they got the black ladies to come out. Black ladies are pretty obedient, and they voted for Biden. So he was one of four people. A Buttigieg had supposedly won Iowa. Did he tie with somebody else? Like, was it Buttigieg and Warren? Did Warren win New Hampshire? And Sanders won in Nevada, and Klobuchar was coming in ahead of Biden. And then they had Super Tuesday, and Super Tuesday was the first weekend in March, and this was just when the coronavirus hysteria was just about to start. It was just like just around the beginning of March when America started shutting things down. And you had Super Tuesday, and I remember a friend of mine who was going to bet on it. He was asking me for betting advice, and I said, Biden has never won a primary. This, I guess he asked me for the advice before South Carolina. I said, he's never won a primary. He's never going to. He's never even won a delegate before, so there's no way he is going to win. That's why you don't always want to take your betting advice from me. Fortunately, he didn't put down too much money on it, but what had happened was they got some people to drop out. Did they get people to drop out before Super Tuesday? I believe they got some people to drop out before Super Tuesday. There was pressure on certain people to drop out and endorse Biden before Super Tuesday, and then immediately after Super Tuesday, you got just about everybody else. I think Buttigieg and Klobuchar were among the first to drop out. Yeah, that guy Steyer, Kenny, what was his name? Something Steyer, who was a Jewish mega money guy, Jewish billionaire. Was he a billionaire? And he had been running on a platform of having paid for TV commercials to impeach Trump. That was his whole platform. So you got these people who were like the main people left in the race. They had chlamydia had already dropped out. Anyway, I don't remember the exact timeline, but once Super Tuesday was over and they had basically halfway cleared the field so that Biden would beat Sanders in effectively one-on-one matches, and I guess Bloomberg dropped out, and everybody dropped out except for Tulsi Gabbard, and then they canceled the primaries. They just canceled them. I guess they had canceled. They had a lot of important states had postponed primaries before some of the droppings out. But the thing is, when they postponed the primaries, it meant anybody who had trouble with money, it was a death knell for them because they weren't going to be able to keep their campaign staffs paid and in suspended animations waiting 2 months or 3 months for the primaries to start again. So yeah, there were shenanigans afoot to force through the Biden and make him the nominee, and then there was other shenanigans with mail-in voting and whatnot to assure that he win. Okay, so there were plans, and they worked. But the thing is, now he is president, and is he going to announce that he is going to run for re-election? And apparently so. What does that mean? When nobody wants him, if everything was just so easily, if these politicians were just that easily ordered around, should this happen? You know, clearly there's certain things they know that they have to do something to keep their job. But when it comes to this, so Biden might know that he's expected to allow for this Ukrainian war to go forward and Black Lives Matter and this and that, that he needs to do this, otherwise he's going to face retribution. And of course, Trump was doing things that he wasn't supposed to do, and he did face retribution, and he did lose his job. But here's the thing, for Biden, in order to keep his job, he has to quit his job. Well, you can't do that. So I'm not saying that these people are independent actors, but at the same time, if everything was a giant plan, one giant singular plan, then they should be able to tell Biden, okay, well, it's time to go. And in the long run, it's very possible that he will be persuaded one way or another not to run, but if he announces that he's running and starts doing these things, that can't be part of anybody's plan. But of course, I'm not going to convince the plan people, because the plan people, it's completely non-falsifiable. Anything that happened because it was part of a plan. All right, just number two on this list: abortion. House Republicans are abandoning a year-long push by their party to pass federal abortion ban and are exploring other ways to advance their anti-abortion agenda. Okay, so they're pushing abortion, Sudan, heavy fighting in Sudan. These are just the five things you need to know for today. NBC Universal CEO Jeff Shell is stepping down after an outside investigation into a complaint of inappropriate contact. So he had an inappropriate relationship with a woman in the company, which he regrets. So he's being Me Too'd. Shell. I wonder what kind of name that is. And then finally, Ukraine. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov will chair a UN Security Council meeting today as tensions continue to rise between Russia and several UN countries. I mean, so what's going on here, and maybe this is more real news, but the United Nations Security Council, they have a rotating chairmanship, and I think it's every 6 months. I think every 6 months the chairmanship moves to another country. maybe it's a time period other than 6 months, but you have 15 members, and so the chairmanship rotates, and it's Russia's turn to be the chair. And so Sergei Lavrov, the foreign minister, either he or when he's not present, the UN ambassador from Russia is the chairman of the Security Council. Well, one thing that they're not mentioning here, they're not mentioning this, is that because Sergei Lavrov is coming to the United Nations, that's going to be big news in Russia, and a lot of the Russian media would like to come and report on it, and the United States is not going to provide visas for the Russian media to come and report on this. Okay, so that is the self-proclaimed most trusted name in news. Those are their top five stories. The actual most trusted name in news, which is the Daily Stormer, let's see, what do they have featured? And by the way, this is, for the most part, it is a blog of Andrew Anglin, one guy, and then he's got a couple of people, two or three people, who will post articles. Elvis Dunderhoff and Snake Baker, mostly on the weekends to give him a little bit of a break. And then sometimes there will be something posted by somebody else. But let's just look at some of these top stories. Washington geniuses discover it would be impossible to resupply Taiwan. Okay, so this is something that, well, let's just look at it a bit if we can. I guess there was a testimony from the military or something like that. Let's get back there. So a war game modeling exercise ordered by a U.S. congressional committee has shown that it would be impossible for Washington to resupply Taiwan with weapons and equipment after a Chinese invasion of the self-governing island. All right. So that would be, and this was reported by Reuters, the Wisconsin Republican Mike Gallagher chairs this committee that ordered it. And, of course, the Republicans have been going full out on hostility towards China. And very much to his credit, Andrew Anglin has been focusing on that, as have I. Next story, Wakanda warrior woman wants to put Matt Taibbi in jail. So Matt Taibbi is I guess you'd call him a left-wing journalist. He's been around for a long time. I used to see him a dozen years ago or more on Democracy Now!, and I think he's a quarter Filipino or something like that. But Matt Taibbi, he's fairly prominent, fairly well known. He's very established. I guess an established left-wing journalist, but he's one of these more honest people, and he got a whole bunch of the Twitter documents, and in his testimony to Congress, I think he misspoke something. It really wasn't a big deal, but there's this delegate from U.S. Virgin Islands, this black lady, and her name? Plaskett? Stacy Plaskett. And she is saying that Taibbi deliberately misrepresented the partnership between Twitter and various U.S. government agencies.
you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Taibbi deliberately misrepresented the partnership between Twitter and various U.S. government agencies. And really all that had happened was Taibbi was, in speaking, he used an acronym and it was like the wrong letters. So that was it. Anyway, so the mainstream media, are they going to, how much, I don't know, because I am more or less out of touch with the mainstream media other than Tucker Carlson. And so I'm, you know, how much are they burying the story of Twitter and the, all of the stuff that's coming out of these Twitter letters and documents that Elon Musk has released. There's a lot there. Okay, next article. Taiwanese invade Japan to promote so-called anal marriage. And this isn't a story that is essential for people to know. But some Taiwanese people went to Japan and they're trying to lobby. Some Taiwanese gay people went to Japan and they're trying to lobby for gay marriage in Japan. Okay, and then here's the next story. Breaking new damning Hunter Biden info. And it's all in all caps. And of course, let's just, this is not a real story. They show a picture of Hunter Biden. This is by Andrew Angley. He posted this. And in all caps, it's shut up. I don't care about this. I don't care. Stop. I don't care. Call me when you've got more keynote pics of Hunter smoking crack. Otherwise, stop talking about this. I don't care. I want to know why Jim Jordan is still not doing anything. Remember, there's a Republican Congress now? Do you remember that? What happened? They made a committee to plan a war against the Chinese. And then they show a picture of Mike Gallagher, whom I mentioned earlier, Mike Gallagher, who had commissioned this study into whether or not the American military could resupply Taiwan after a Chinese invasion. And he shows this would be probably from opensecrets.org, but his funding, he's got contributor, the top contributor is, I don't know if this is in what category this is, but American Israeli Public Affairs Committee, APAC, is top. Number three, Blackstone Group. So Blackstone Group, which is actually related to BlackRock. So he's getting a big hunk of his funding from the usual suspects. All right, let's just go one more. Red Cross campaign urges gamers to stop attacking war crimes, attack NPCs, whatever that is. So, but then at the top of the U.S. section, and maybe I should have been comparing this with the U.S. section, party at Walmart, bro, hurry up, cops might be willing, see you there. And they just show a, and here they, and then CCP communist regime to collapse in 4.8 seconds. This is actually a bit interesting. So they show a video of these blacks who are, it's not even supposedly a demonstration. It's in Atlanta. They just showed up at a Walmart parking lot and started jumping on cars and things like that. And the article itself, written by Andrew Anglin, America is an awesome country and very stable and serious. Those slant-eyed chink CCP autocracy regime communists don't stand a chance. How are they even going to deal with the demographic time bomb? Crickets from the CCP. Meanwhile, we've got so much immigration from the best people. We've got a demographic Metal Gear, whatever that means. We party at Walmart while the communists eat bugs and fry dogs. They don't even know what freedom means. Look what's happening at their stock exchange in Shanghai. And then he has a video of French demonstrators breaking into the Paris stock exchange. And then he says, that's not actually in Shanghai, it's in France. They stormed the stock exchange with torches, lol. This sort of thing is not happening in China. They don't have N-word Walmart extravaganzas either. That's the joke. All right. So that's the Daily Stormer. What do they have in some of these other news things? Let's go back to the mainstream and Reuters, because we did CNN before. Reuters is one of the few. I mean, I don't really look at CNN. I did that just for comparison. But Reuters, if I have to look at something through the American news, I would tend to look at Reuters, partly because I used to work for Reuters. But it still sucks. All right, so U.S. House to vote on Republican debt limit bill this week. Yeah, it's the type of thing you'll hear. Is it important? You know, it's kind of a procedural thing. There will be an increase in the debt because the government funds itself through debt. So there will be an increase in the debt. There are going to be some strings attached.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You know, it's kind of a procedural thing. There will be an increase in the debt because the government funds itself through debt. So there will be an increase in the debt. There are going to be some strings attached. Will it really matter? Is it something that you need to know much about? I don't know. All right. Oh, here's something. Biden's team picks Julie Chavez Rodriguez as the 2024 campaign manager. So if he's selecting a campaign manager, an announcement is near. So this will be fun. Who is she? I don't know. With a name like Chavez Rodriguez, she might be related to somebody. I'm not exactly sure, but I'm not. His former campaign manager, Jen O'Malley Dillon, is now a White House deputy chief of staff. So I don't know. But anyway, so that's going on. Let's just see. This is not one of the top stories, but I saw it here. At the bottom of the article, of the Biden article, there's a picture of Senator Mark Warner, who's just a despicable character. Limit access to secret U.S. documents, Senate Intel panel head says. Let's just look at this. This wasn't one of the top ones, but look at a picture of Mark Warner sometimes, and you know there's something wrong with him, with a face like that. Too many people have access to U.S. government's closest secrets, and a central entity should oversee the classification process, the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee said on Sunday. Because apparently these documents that were leaked by the 21-year-old kid in Massachusetts or New Hampshire, are they legit? They may well be legit. There seems to be some kvetching going on. All right, let's go back. And what else is there? So those were the top two stories. The next story, it's not 2020 anymore. Biden's reelection campaign faces new challenges. Okay. And then the next story actually was that Mark Warner story. So this is what they're emphasizing. The last one they're emphasizing, YouTube case at Supreme Court could shape protections for chat GPT and AI. So they've got a story on the Supreme Court, which over in the coming months will look at something regarding AI. Okay, that's the type of thing they're reporting on. So now where do you go? And maybe you, my faithful listeners, have places where you go. Honestly, I get an awful lot of my mood. Like, a lot of people get their news from a Twitter feed or a Facebook feed or something like that, and I don't do that. I get a lot of my news from Mark Dankoff sending me articles or other people sending me articles, and, you know, I'm on these shows, and Jeremy sends me articles. And so that's where I get a lot of stuff from. But if I'm by myself and I'm looking around for stuff, one place I might look at is Zero Hedge, which I don't particularly like. And Zero Hedge gets a lot of, like, its articles on China all come from the Epoch Times, the epoxy glue Times, which is a Falun Gong. I mean, it is owned by the Falun Gong weird religious sect. At any rate, their top story, Taibbi, news blackout in effect. So we heard about Taibbi from the Daily Stormer. We didn't hear about him from CNN or from Reuters, but Taibbi is top news on Zero Hedge. What are they talking about with Taibbi? So one of the things that Taibbi had reported on was this guy, Mike Morrell, who I believe was the acting head of the CIA at the end of the Trump administration, after didn't he finally fire that Gina Haspel? I think he did. But at any rate, Mike Morrell was some high up in the intelligence services, and he testified, didn't he, that Secretary of State, Secretary of State Tony Blinken, there's a letter released. How does this article even start? Okay, it transpires that the infamous incident before the 2020 election, in which 50 former intelligence officials signed an open letter, declared a New York Post expose about Hunter Biden's laptop to have the, quote, classic earmarks of a Russian information operation, was investigated at the behest of the Joe Biden campaign. This is very poorly written. This is at least the allegation in a letter to Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, released by Jim Jordan. So the idea is that Tony Blinken, who was one of the main staffers on the Biden campaign for 2020, because he had been working at the State Department, he had been the number two guy at the State Department and had these connections, he got 50 top, high-ranking intelligence officials to sign an open letter saying that the Hunter Biden laptop story, which of course was totally legit, But these geniuses of our intelligence agencies who know everything said that it had the classic earmarks of a Russian information operation, which is, I mean, who even talks like that? Hallmarks, maybe. An earmark? Does anybody say that? The earmarks are usually used in the context of certain funds are earmarked or set aside for certain usage. So, I don't know. Anyway, that's Zero Hedge's top story. Their next story, why aren't black celebrities talking about that? Bill Maher asks why black people are killing each other in cities like Chicago, and black celebrities aren't talking about it. You know who used to talk about things like this from time to time? You'd have, Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby used to talk about this. In the 70s, Jesse Jackson would talk about it. But at any rate, is this important? HBO host Bill Maher has done it again. The comedian and self-professed liberal said, blasted Chicago mayor-elect Brandon Johnson during his most recent show, saying that Johnson was excusing horrific behavior in a speech he delivered following several shootings in Chicagoland last week. And if you don't know the story, a bunch of teens, and they're always described as teens, a bunch of young blacks, when I say a bunch, I mean like thousands, descended upon downtown Chicago, very nice part of Chicago, and rioted, not even with the pretext of some sort of political demonstration. It was just some sort of socially engineered flash mob, akin to what the Daily Stormer was reporting on in the Walmart in Atlanta. And so this is becoming more and more of a thing where they don't even need the pretext of a good boy getting shot. That they will, there are these flash mobs. And of course, the Chicago mayor-elect, I think by now he just got inaugurated, so he's a new mayor, saying, well, they're hungry and they need opportunities. There's no opportunities for them, so they go down and just have glee and excitement at setting cars on fire and whatnot. So, not a good thing. All right, that was Zero Hedge. Anything else? Next is sponsored content. But it's sponsored content. This has been up here for weeks now. But Dr. Peter McCulloch on the holy grail of COVID-19 vaccination detoxification is actually talking about natto, which is fermented soybeans that are popular in some parts of Japan. I've had them, and it's a very acquired taste. I don't know if, like, Peter McCulloch, I think, is a serious person, but I don't know if he's going to try to cash in on selling some sort of supplement based on natto, which most Americans would never, ever, ever eat. It's very slimy, fermented soybeans. I don't know what's going on with that. But one thing, I did look at this a few weeks ago when I first noticed it, and it was saying that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, if you haven't died from it yet or you haven't had myocarditis yet, you're probably not going to. But the other, because it was not mRNA, it was a different kind of, it was the viral vector technology. But the mRNA shots, good luck with that. You're still at risk. All right. Anything else here? Volatility set to rise as we enter recession event horizon. Futures violently unchanged as busiest week of earnings seasons, ... So things about financial markets. Zero Hedge does that. They focus on financial markets and a lot of gloom and doom, which there's reasons for gloom and doom. And finally, something about the Biden. Okay, what else is there? The other, Revolver News. This is for boomers. This is non-mainstream. It's mostly just links to outside articles. And it was started by some guy who's okay, who's done some good reporting. I forgot his name. He used to work for Breitbart. What is his name? I can't remember. But he's got something about Ray Epps at the top. And he had done a lot of reporting on Ray Epps. It's got Tranisaries, the trans movement's striking parallels to dark and forgotten practice in the Ottoman Empire. I don't know. I'm not even going to open that. Column. So here's another story on Ray Epps. Actually, the top stories are all on Ray Epps. And I guess that's because this guy, what is his name? Hold on a second. Okay. I kept thinking Warren Beatty. It's Darren Beatty. Darren Beatty. Okay, that's the guy. And that's one of the big things he's made a mark with is the January 6th stuff. And actually done some legitimate good journalism there. So all their top stories are about Ray Epps. But then you go down some Revolver News, and there is other stuff here. So what's their top non-Warren Beatty stuff? I mean, non-Ray Epps stuff. Grandfather refuses to dance with a drag queen. Okay, that's news. Young single father fighting for custody of a 3-year-old son to protect him from his mother's gender confusion and mental illness. Okay. More and younger men get vasectomies. Okay, well, that's something. That's big if true. Pronatalist couple raise your kids to have kids. Gamers keep leaking sensitive military info. These are just stuff. All right. Okay, here's two more things. One, this is pretty far down there, but DeSantis says, I am not a candidate, as he visits leaders in Japan, South Korea, Israel, and somewhere else. And the UK. Okay, and this is from the Wall Street Journal. This is from today. And he said he wasn't a candidate for president. But he got a welcome tour. All right, and so he's over there in Japan meeting with Prime Minister Fumio Kishida. All right, so why is he going on an international trip if he's not running for president? Who knows? Who knows? Anyway. And then then the next thing, here's New York Times chutzpah. Chinese censorship obscures the truth about COVID. And now, actually, here's one thing that Revolver does interesting, that's interesting. They give you links not to the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal, which are behind paywalls, but they give you links to archive.fo, where you can actually read the full articles without getting behind the paywall, which is pretty good. So anyway, I don't know what their point here is. The New York Times article says Chinese censorship is quietly rewriting the COVID-19 story. And whatever. I don't care about Chinese internal propaganda or anything like that. I am seeing this picture. This is a picture I saw from Wuhan in January 2020. And this guy lying on the street wearing a mask, and then these people in hazmat suits standing around him. And I still say that I don't think the Chinese knew what the heck was going on. If they knew what was going on, they would have responded differently. I think this is... I don't know, and I'm not going to pretend I know, but I think the most likely thing is this was released in China, but not by the Chinese. It was not a lab leak from the Wuhan, but because the Wuhan Virology Institute, or whatever the place was called, it was a known entity. It was an entity that even that Fauci was involved in research going on there. So they knew that that would be a really plausible place for a lab leak to take place. And so using the opportunity of the these military Olympic games, which were also taking place in Wuhan, they used military that was going over from Fort Detrick, Maryland, to bring
excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
We can all expect to pay more at the pump again. I'm Peter Serafin with another Liberty Minute. I carry a gun to protect those around me. I'm a member of Right to Bear to protect my legal rights. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com for affordable carry insurance. Yesterday, the average price for a gallon of gas was $3.50. Also yesterday, OPEC Plus announced that beginning next month, they will be cutting oil production by 1.15 million barrels a day. The announcement, let alone the production cut, are certain to cause gas prices to rise even higher. Remember, gas prices go up, so does the cost of everything else. Between inflation and gas prices, cost of living is getting out of control. For the sake of background, don't forget that on the day President Biden took office, the national average gas price was $2.39 a gallon. For more news and commentary, visit liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
They used military that was going over from Fort Detrick, Maryland, to bring the pathogen over there. I think that's the most likely thing. I'm not wed to it. Maybe it was something else. Maybe it was the lab leak. Maybe it was some. Maybe it was bats. I don't know. There's all sorts of things it could be. But I don't care. And I said this before multiple times. I don't really care where it came from. because the fact is that from pretty early on, it was clear that it did not require these kinds of heroic measures, these extreme measures. It was clear early on. Now, maybe in China, in December 2019 and January 2020, you know, it's not at all uncommon for things to be more severe at first, and then as a virus mutates, it becomes less severe. Because if it's killing off, if it kills off people too fast, then it's going to have trouble spreading. It may well be that when it was first circulating in China, and then shortly after that, I believe it was in Iran and perhaps in Lebanon as well, that it was severe enough to cause freak out. But by the time it got to America, it just wasn't. I'm not saying people didn't die. I'm not saying a lot of people didn't die, because I think they probably did. And if you want to say, well, it was just, a flu strain. I think there are I know that a lot of colds are forms of coronavirus, and that probably some flus. It's not my area of expertise, but what is my area of expertise is that you can't just turn over all of policy making for society to maximize one metric, and that, you know, or minimize one metric. And here they were trying to minimize all. Sometimes they're trying to minimize COVID deaths. Sometimes they're trying to minimize COVID cases. But either way, it's completely insane. You can't have all of your public policies aimed at minimizing or maximizing one metric in one area. You've got to be able to look at the greater good of all of society. And so, no matter what you think of the origins of this, you know, the lockdowns, the trashing of the economy. When you trash the economy, when you throw people out of work, there is a long, long-standing direct correlation between unemployment rates and suicide rates. And similar types of phenomenon with unemployment and drug overdoses and accidents and crime and all sorts of other things. And so even if you were to say that the heroic extreme measures reduced COVID deaths by some amount, no way could ever offset the massive damage you did to the rest of society. And this is what people need to wrap their minds around. And rather than arguing about what the origins were, oh well, but people aren't going to listen to, they're not going to listen to my advice. So much for that. But we are at the end of this show. I hope you found it interesting, and I will be back again with a better internet connection and Mark Collett tomorrow for another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.